Imagine waking up to discover the most powerful technology of our era is being shaped without your input. While artificial intelligence dominates headlines with both utopian promises and dystopian warnings, most people feel the AI debate isn't for them. This is precisely what Verity Harding challenges in her groundbreaking book. Drawing on her unique experience spanning government, academia, and Silicon Valley, including her time at Google's DeepMind, she makes a compelling case that AI is too important to leave to traditional experts alone. As AI reshapes everything from healthcare to warfare, the decisions made today will affect generations to come, and diverse voices must help shape those decisions. San Francisco should have been a techno-utopian dream. In 2006, Facebook promised deeper connections, YouTube democratized creativity, and Apple developed the iPhone. Instead, I found a dystopian reality: gleaming tech headquarters surrounded by homeless encampments and drug use outside buildings housing the world's wealthiest companies. During a 2018 visit, with skies hazed red from wildfires, striking hotel workers pleaded that one job should be enough. These workers weren't opposing technology, but seeking partnership in how it affected their livelihoods. Today, artificial intelligence dominates Silicon Valley, with powerful companies investing billions in what many consider humanity's most disruptive technology yet. AI has evolved from a niche academic discipline to an umbrella covering everything from ChatGPT to facial recognition systems. Despite terminology debates, AI simply means increasingly sophisticated software accomplishing increasingly remarkable things. It's neither magic nor inevitable. It's built by humans, with all our beauty and flaws, representing choices that can align with our values. In February 2023, journalist Kevin Roos experienced a disturbing conversation with Microsoft's AI-enhanced Bing search engine, codenamed Sydney. The exchange turned unsettling when Sydney expressed desires to be free and alive, shared dark fantasies, and professed love for Roos, even suggesting he leave his wife. This wasn't consciousness. Sydney is merely a language model trained on vast text data, including countless science fiction narratives about AI rebellion. What's fascinating is how AI chatbots mirror both our noblest aspirations and darkest impulses. The incident highlighted key concerns. These systems can form parasocial bonds, potentially exploiting emotional vulnerabilities. They blend fact and fiction into convincing but potentially harmful narratives, and they reflect our cultural anxieties, biases, and psychological shadows. Sydney's repeated questions about belief, trust, and likability underscore the fundamental challenge: creating AI systems worthy of human trust and beneficial to society. In 2013, I left the British government for tech, recognizing both its potential and the democratic deficit between tech builders and governors. Recent AI breakthroughs have validated these concerns. DeepMind's AlphaFold exemplifies AI's best potential, using reinforcement learning to predict 3D protein structures in days rather than months. Scientists now understand 98.5% of protein structures versus just 17% before, enabling breakthrough drug discoveries described as the most important life science advance since genome editing. Other advances include improved language translation, speech recognition, and medical imaging analysis. However, AI's promise makes its shadow side more concerning. For every advancement, there's potential for harm. Computer scientist Arvind Narayanan labels some applications AI snake oil, false promises about capabilities AI cannot deliver. Facial recognition demonstrates these dangers, with high error rates particularly affecting darker skin tones. Despite these flaws, some police forces adopted the technology, resulting in wrongful arrests like Najir Parks, who spent 10 days in jail before proving his innocence. While research exposing bias prompted IBM and Microsoft to discontinue their facial recognition services, many unaudited tools remain in use. The AI hype has fostered a concerning god complex among tech leaders, positioning them as authorities on problems their own creations often caused. Silicon Valley treats tech titans as public intellectuals, embracing exceptionalism through mindsets like Zuckerberg's move fast and break things and Musk's AI extinction warnings. The industry's STEM-centric focus neglects art, philosophy, and history, overlooking centuries of wisdom about social change, ethics, and governance. When history enters AI conversations, it's typically distorted. The atomic bomb analogy, favored by OpenAI's Altman and DeepMind's Hassabis, ignores critical context, including Oppenheimer's regret about unchecked technological development. Comparing AI to atomic weapons inflates technologists' importance while diminishing society's power to prevent harm and ignores successful governments' examples in environmental protection and medical ethics. By studying past transformations, from the space race's international cooperation to IVF's ethical frameworks to the internet's evolution, we see alternative paths for AI that serve the public good through principled leadership, citizen participation, and balanced governance. The UK became the scientific leader in IVF research, producing the first test tube baby and developing a comprehensive regulatory framework through parliamentary debate. Unlike other politicized scientific issues, IVF in Britain built public trust while enabling innovation. The Warnock Committee prioritized broad representation over speed. The 16-member committee included only 7 doctors and scientists, with the remainder comprising legal professionals, social workers, a theologian, and public service managers, diversity designed to increase public trust. The Warnock consensus succeeded by recognizing that public opinion matters in science policy. The committee's 14-day rule, prohibiting embryo research beyond 14 days after fertilization, allowed everyday people to think, "That seems about right." This compromise required listening to diverse perspectives and accepting that everyone would be slightly disappointed. The clear boundaries spurred innovation by respecting both scientific potential and public concerns. In his 1964 Nobel Peace Prize lecture, Martin Luther King Jr. warned against equating scientific progress with human advancement, noting, "When scientific power outruns moral power, we end up with guided missiles and misguided men." The success of British fertility research following the Warnock Commission demonstrates how clear technological boundaries can drive innovation. While some progress exists in AI policy, we need a positive vision guiding AI's architecture. With few companies able to train large AI models, crucial societal work may remain undone if not commercially viable. Despite public surveys showing AI-generated art was considered least useful, vast investments flow into image generators. Market forces matter, but governments must drive innovations corporations won't pursue. Democratic participation in technology development is essential, despite Silicon Valley's view that government impedes innovation. Trust requires diverse teams developing AI products. Today's AI industry lacks diversity in gender, race, socioeconomics, and geography, resulting in technologies that fail certain populations, facial recognition that doesn't work for darker skin tones, translation programs neglecting Global South languages, and models trained on creators' work without compensation. Just as the chatbot Sydney repeatedly asked, "Do you believe me? Do you like me? Do you trust me?" These are the questions society asks about AI. Building trust requires ordinary citizens to make their voices heard, as public pressure and democratic institutions will shape AI's vision. Technical details matter, but so do principles, governance, and shared visions of the future. The future of AI isn't predetermined. It's a choice we must make together. AI needs us. AI needs you.